Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame, and I wrote this book for you. Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend John Fox, 19-year member of our Brain Trust, retired tax attorney, retired professor at Mount Holyoke College, and now reporting on how to reform the income tax, which is a labor of love for him, and something that we've been enjoying. We've enjoyed the fruits of his thoughts now for a long time. John, thanks again for being here. By the way, folks, if Americans really understood the income tax, that's one of his books, very important book. It's still valid, even though it's been out a while. 10 tax questions that candidates don't want you to ask. That's another one of his books. John, thanks again for being here. Okay, give us the lowdown. Where do we start with tax reform?
Well, what Americans have to be willing to do to get real tax reform is to agree that they'll give up a lot of tax breaks cumulatively in exchange for lower tax rates. Because everybody would like to pay lower taxes, but we can't just lower taxes. And I wanted to mention some of the big issues that Americans would have to face. Because we can't just go around the edges and trim a little right. something here or there.
Right.
So about half of all individual income is untaxed. About half. And that's about $7 trillion last year. That's an enormous number.
Because they fall into deductions, like home, that kind of thing.
And I'm going to mention some of them. And so what you need to do is capture a lot of that income in order to lower tax rates. It's very simple.
But those are sacred cows, many of them.
Those are what?
They're sacred cows.
Yeah.
The homeownership interest deduction is a sacred cow.
Yeah. They really are sacred cows, but they can't be. In other words, you can't pretend that you want real tax reform and not address these. So let me just mention the cost of some of these. One is the deduction for property taxes on your home and any number of vacation homes. It's $180 billion. This is all over 5 years, $180 billion of revenue that the government doesn't get. The home mortgage interest deduction, $355 billion over 5 years. The favorable tax rate for capital gains and dividends, that's a really tough one, $678 billion. And most of that deduction for capital gains goes to people who earn over $1 million.
You can't – some of these, though – help drive the economy. Some of these are positive in terms of driving the economy, helping people to become wealthy, and helping people to become productive taxpayers.
None of them is evil. The problem is that that a lot of these are in excess of what they could be.
Right.
So let me mention two more. The employer-paid health insurance at work. $860 billion of revenue.
And see, this is stuck in my craw on this one, John, because small business owners don't get the benefit of this most of the time. This is a corporate America type of a deduction.
Well, they used to. Now, Congress changed that actually eventually. So
the small businesses have a hard time benefiting from this, though.
Yeah, well, small business, it's interesting. The last part small businesses can do, and that's contributions to pension and profit-sharing plans and 401k
right.
plans.
Right.
But that's over $1 trillion a year in revenue. So these are big-ticket items, and the question is, if you're going to lower tax rates, what are you going to adjust? And I think it's really important to take the excess out of these things. For example, on the home mortgage interest deduction, about 40% of the tax savings is for people in the top 5%.
And it's on the third and fourth home, too, right?
Yeah. I mean, the deduction is for at least a second home. You can have a first and second
yeah.
home. And it doesn't make sense for the government to have an interest in your buying a large home. There's simply, so that has to be curtailed. The employer-paid health insurance, now again, this is the problem. I represented small businesses, and my clients were tended to be well off. But there's an unlimited exclusion for health insurance paid by employer. So you could have a $40,000 policy, and at your 39.6% rate, you're saving $16,000 a year.
Right.
So you have to address that. Do you allow an unlimited health insurance premium to be excluded from taxes and excluded from Social Security and Medicare taxes? Contributions to pension and profit sharing plans. Well, I created a lot of them for my clients.
John, are any of these things you're working on, you're talking about, are any of these things even within the, inside the hemisphere of discussion that they're having in Washington right now on tax reform?
I think they're in discussion, but they are tough. They're you know, lobbyists are behind all of these things.
Yeah.
But the fact is that cumulatively what happens with these is that you get constituents behind all of them. As you know, we, you know, those of us who benefited from any of these things are reluctant to give
it
up.
There's one other thing inside this, John, as we go to a break, we got to point out. See, you're presuming that if we had this reform, as you describe it, that would give the government the ability to solve some of its fiscal problems.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
The problem most of us have with your ideas is, even if we had the tax reform according to John Fox, the money that would come pouring in would not go to solve the fiscal problems. It would just get spent. No debt would be paid down. That's the problem, John.
Well, and you're mentioning a real problem, because there's a problem of trust government to begin with.
No leadership, John. The problem we have is no leadership.
Yeah, but in addition, we have built in through Medicare and Social Security huge long-term problems.
I agree. We've got contingent liabilities that are a biblical proportion. Quick break. Tintail, right back with John Fox. More to come after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.